Labour TD for Cork South West has described as staggering the revelation that two developers have been paid €200,000 a year by the National Asset Management Agency, NAMA. The figures were revealed at last week's Public Accounts Committee, and Deputy McCarthy got the opportunity to question the CEO and chairman of NAMA over the amount being paid to these developers on a yearly basis. And Deputy Michael McCarthy now joins me on the programme. Good morning to you, Michael.
Good morning, Patricia.
And you're welcome to the programme. Firstly, a good weekend for the Labour Party, the election of Michael Dee, and also a win at the Dublin by-election for Patrick Nulty. Good weekend for Labour.
Absolutely outstanding, Patricia. Can I take the opportunity to congratulate Michael Dee Higgins and to wish him well in his presidency, and indeed Patrick Nulty, who was the newest member of the 31st Dáil, and a sincere and special thanks to the people of Cork South West who came out in their droves to support Michael Dee, and a thanks to the Labour Party infrastructure and the AI for pursuing that campaign with great vigour over the last number of weeks and months. I think he'd be a very fine president, and a very, very fine president for all the people of Ireland.
And a great win in the end for him. I mean, breaking that 1 million vote mark was astounding.
It was absolutely spectacular. But I suppose, Patricia, to say I've known Michael Dee personally for the last 9 years. My first occasion to meet him, in the electoral contest since was in 2002 when I was canvassing for the Shannon election. And myself and a very dear friend of mine, the late Paddy Foley from Kilmichael, were canvassing the west of Ireland, and we called to Michael Dee and Sabina. And we had arranged to travel on to Donegal the following morning and stay in a hotel or a B&B that night. But when we had arrived and he discovered we hadn't anything booked, he insisted that we stay there, which we did. And we stayed until the following morning. And it was literally like being inside in your grandmother's living room. There was such a welcome. And he really is one of these people who was down to earth. I mean, he was born into poverty. He spoke about it. I mean, his feet never left the ground. And I think that's why people have so much admiration and respect from right across the political divide. An outstanding individual. And while I was in the Shannon, my office was right next door to Michael Dee's, and he was always at hand, you know, to give advice and to help, particularly with difficult legislation. You can imagine, obviously, starting off in public life, you wouldn't have that experience. But he was always a great colleague and a great friend, and I'm absolutely thrilled for him.
And he's an amazing intellect, isn't he? I know whenever I've interviewed him over the years, I mean, he's superly intelligent.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, an unbelievable brain. And I mean, he literally combines like all of his facets, let it be the poet or the scholar or the sociologist or the politician. And he never used any of those to belittle people. I mean, I've seen him, like I met him over in Skull a few years ago opening the arts festival there, and he wanted to go to see Bantry House because when he was minister, he announced funding for Bantry House. And literally at the fair in Bantry on that first Friday, the reaction was absolutely spectacular. I mean, people literally came out of their cars to come over and shake his hand, to get a photograph taken with him. And it was the very same deploy match last year. And he's one of those people who is, he relates to everybody. It doesn't matter whether they're, you know, a bartender or a